If you stroll down a cosmetics aisle, you might mistake the perfume collection for the guest list at a highfalutin Hollywood party. Customers bought more than 3 million bottles of celebrity fragrances from department stores last year. And we wondered, what's the appeal? NPR's Brian Reed sniffs around among the celebrity scents.
Nowadays, there are more new fragrances released in a year than there were in the 1970s and 80s combined, more than 500 of them. So perfuming is a competitive game, and as of this week, it has a formidable new player, rapper 50 Cent.
First, I have to thank everybody for coming out. I really enjoyed the process of creating the fragrance, Power by 50. I really feel like it's the smell of success.
Success is wafting through the air at Macy's in Midtown Manhattan. Fans stream out the door and around the block. If they buy a bottle of his new cologne, they get to take a picture with 50.
Laquana Booker from New Jersey. I've been waiting here since probably like 1 o'clock.
It's now 5 o'clock.
Why?
Because I love 50.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great businessman of our time, and he's young, and he's a great inspiration for me.
Here's the thing about perfume. It is the single best tool for monetizing celebrity that's ever been created in the history of the world.
Chandler Burr is the scent critic for the New York Times. Yes, the New York Times has a scent critic, and he's spraying perfume on me.
You want to put some on?
Sure.
Okay.
We're sniffing, and I'm wearing a Britney Spears scent, Midnight Fantasy.
Smell that. It's a very sweet perfume. It's a luscious perfume. It is a wink at itself. And it's sort of funny because if you took Britney Spears and you added about 5 pounds of quality, this is what you would get.
Burr says fragrances like Midnight Fantasy are the best way to capitalize on celebrity. Better than clothes, music, even movies. That's because the cost of creating a perfume can be relatively low. The perfume house doesn't have to pay for the juice. That's industry slang for the stuff inside the bottle. A different company, a fragrance manufacturer, develops it for free. Then the two firms share the profits. Now, celebrity scents aren't necessarily bestsellers. They account for just about 10% of fragrance sales. Their value, though, is in publicity. Carlos Timorous is vice president of celebrity brands at Coty Prestige, a perfume house based in New York. Coty develops perfumes for Jennifer Lopez, Gwen Stefani, and Sarah Jessica Parker. And Timorous says having one of those names on a bottle saves millions of dollars in advertising.
The beauty of a celebrity, unlike a designer brand, is there is consumer knowledge of this brand or product from the moment you hit the counter.
Even so, Timorous thinks the celeb scent craze may not live for much longer. He still gets about 20 new pitches a year, but there are only so many celebrities, and not all of them possess enough olfactory gravitas.
I mean, I love Tony Curtis. He's a great movie star, certainly. Some Like It Hot was one of my favorite movies. We turned that project down.
Back at Macy's, however, the smell of celebrity doesn't seem to be fading anytime soon. Remember Laquana Booker, the 50 Cent fan?
I saw you come through here once already. What are you doing?
I bought another bottle.
And you're coming back?
Of course.
She's grinning like a young girl in a candy shop.
So this is a pretty good business idea for him then, right? People like you are buying 2 bottles in a day.
I think that whatever he touches is going to turn into gold. It's him. It's not the perfume. Because I can't explain it. It's like an energy you carry, and people love that.
Booker says any product 50 Cent comes out with, she will buy it. Brian Reed, NPR News, New York.